And children, I'm glad tonight that we're serving a great big God. Amen. We've got to put up with Lucifer. We've got to put up with Satan sometimes. And, you know, he does come in our life. And he does want to try to discourage us and try to make, you know, us feel bad and you know, doubt our salvation and all the things that Lucifer does and in our life. But you know what? Sometimes now, I'm going to be honest with you tonight. Sometimes we do get a little discouraged, amen, along the way, don't we? Amen, we do. But I'm glad that if you just get along with God just a little while, get on your knees and start praying. I'm telling you what's the truth. That glory of God will flow over your heart and your life. My friend, you'll come up from there and you can go bear hunting with a switch. Amen. My friend, you can stand there bold before God and say, Lord God, I know it's you that's in my heart and my life that's going to help me and lead me and guide me through this walk of life. As I've been praying this week about bringing the message tonight, Lord God laid this on my heart. And I know that it's for you tonight that are here in the house of God. I pray that this message would touch your heart, would encourage you. And young uns, the devil wants to discourage us. He wants us to get just as low as we possibly could go. He wants to discourage us in everything that we do. But young uns, I'm glad tonight we're serving a great big God. Amen. A God that cares about you and I today. And a God can take care of every problem that you and I have in this walk of life. Amen. My friend, we find in the book of Joshua, chapter number 1 in the Word of God. I want to read there just a few verses of Scripture tonight, and I hope and pray that this will be a blessing to you and a help to you as we look to the Word of God. If you have a Scofield Reference Bible, it'll be on page 259 in the Word of God. The book of Joshua, chapter number 1, if you like to stand, you may. The Bible said in verse number 1, that now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I give to them, even the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of thy foot shall tread upon, that shall I give unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness that is in Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto you, for unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto the fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand of the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. May God add his blessing to the reading of God's word tonight. Bless Brother John, if he would. Lead us to the Lord in prayer, please, Brother John. Amen. I want to try to bring you a message tonight on be not discouraged. And you know, if you'll look back, just turn back a page or two there, you'll find that in Deuteronomy, the very last chapter there in chapter number 34, you find that God, he was getting ready to take Moses out of here. And my friend, he looked down to Joshua and he said there in that scripture, said, now my servant Moses is dead and he's gone. And he said, now you're going to lead the children of Israel out of this land, and you're going to take them over there in the place that I have deemed to be their land. And he said, I want you to be strong. And you know tonight, my friend, by the death of Moses there, and Moses was a great man. He was a man that loved God and done exactly what God would have him to do. He was loved and respected. You'll find there in that chapter number 34 that they spent some times there, my friend, being sorrowful because Moses had passed away. They buried him there in a tomb that no man knew where he is buried at. Not to this day, my friend, nobody knows where Moses was buried at. And my friend, God used him in a great and a marvelous and a mighty way today. And we find that when God looked down to Joshua and said, now Joshua, I want you to lead this people out of the land that I'm going to show you and lead you in today. Don't you know that Joshua, no doubt, my friend, he was afraid. No doubt he was upset. No doubt the devil come to him and told him, said, now Joshua, you're not as good as Moses was. And the people don't like you like they do Moses, my friend. And Joshua, no doubt, my friend, felt discouraged in his heart and his life, because the scripture says here, my friend, in chapter 1 of the book of Joshua, he said, you be strong and of great courage today. Youngs, I'm telling you tonight that the devil wants to take everything out of us. He wants to take the wind out of your sail. He wants to take the shout out of your shout. My friend, he wants to take the love out of your heart tonight. But listen, don't let him get you so discouraged that you're about ready to throw your hands up and quit. Amen. My friend, listen, God has got a blessing for you and I in this walk of life. God has something, my friend, in our life that we need to do for him. And youngs, let's don't be discouraged in such a way that we cannot do what God would want us to do today. My friend, as we look there in the Word of God, my friend, the Bible said, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, and Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore go, arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I give to thee, even unto the children of Israel. My friend, God was giving now the commission to Joshua and telling him to go, my friend, and take the people where they need to go today. Youngs, listen to me tonight. God has given you a commission tonight in your home. My friend, whenever you got saved by the grace of God, God's given you that commission and said, listen, you need to take your family, my friend, to the house of God. You need to take your family to the ways of God. You need to pray for your family. You need to pray that God take care of your family. And my friend, you do what you can do for the grace and the glory of God. My friend, we find that sometimes that old doubt comes in. Sometimes that disappointment and discouragement, my friend, comes into our heart and in our life. My friend, I'll tell you, I cannot count the times that I've walked out of the church house, my friend, defeated and discouraged, and not ready to throw my hands up and call it quits. My friend, every time that the devil begins to move and the devil begins to touch hearts and lives, buddy, it just tears me up, my friend, to realize today that folks will allow the devil to come in, my friend, their life and tear their families all to pieces. Youngs, I'll tell you, we as men today, we as the head of our home, youngs, if you ain't praying, shame on you. Amen. If you ain't got somewhere in your house a prayer closet, you can get on your knees and pray to get hold of God. Shame on you tonight. My friend, we need to pray for our family and pray that God will take care of them and help them. And my friend, let the discouragement in our life, my friend, fade away, because God said, he said, listen, I command thee, be strong and of great courage today. My friend, we need to stand up and say, Lord God, I know. Now listen, I am no match for Satan. My friend, I'll tell you, I've got a big brother that can take him on. Amen. My friend, I got a big brother tonight. Have my friend that I can take him. Have my friend and take care of him. And my friend, we need to realize that God has placed us here for a reason and a purpose today. Let's don't get discouraged. Preacher, you don't know what I'm facing. I don't know what you're facing. But my friend, I'll tell you tonight that God is helping us, my friend, tonight to not be discouraged, my friend, in this way today. Don't let the devil come in and bring those past sins into your heart and into your life and shake them in your face. Listen, I'm just like you. My friend, he does me the same way that he does you. He does my family the same way that he does your family. But my friend, I'm telling you right now tonight, my friend, we got a Savior that loves us and cares about us. And my friend, we got a Savior tonight that's trying to help us how to stand strong for God. And don't be discouraged in this battle. It's easy to throw your hands up and quit. My friend, that's the easy part about it. So I just quit. I just quit. I'm just going to throw it up and walk out and quit. That's the easy way out. My friend, when you have to get down on your knees and go to graveling, my friend, and crawling to God, say, Lord God, you help me with this situation I'm facing. And just gravel to God. Say, God, you take care of it. And my friend, when you get up off your knees, believe that He's going to do it. My friends, say, God, I know you're going to do it. Hey, Lord, I know you're going to do it. And youngs, listen to me. If it don't happen overnight, don't worry about it. Amen. You just keep praying. God said, I'll take care of it today. My wife and I had a great burden. My friend, for years, we prayed. My friend, and seemed like the Lord just wasn't going to take care of it. My friend, I'll tell you, we got together, me and my wife and I got together and said, we're just going to turn this thing over to God and lay it down and that's it. We're not going to pick it up no more. We're not carrying it no more. God, we're going to let you have it. My friend, when we done that, you know what happened? God moved. That's exactly right. He picked that thing up and He took care of it. And my friend, I want to tell you something tonight, folks. Let's don't be discouraged in the way. The devil wants you to be. The devil wants to discourage you. Preacher, I've got sickness on every hand. I've got loved ones that's dying, going to hell. My friend, and all the things that's burdened me down. Youngs, listen to me. Don't let the devil come in and discourage you today. You stand for the Lord. You love Him. You serve Him. My friend, God will do what needs to be done. My friend, there in the heart and the life, we find there in the Word of God, my friend, that God shows him a vision. In verse number 4, my friend, He said, this is where I want you to go, and this is what I want you to do. My friend, in Bible says in Proverbs 29, verse number 18, where there is no vision, people perish. Amen. My friend, I'm going to tell you something tonight. There's folks out there in the community. There's folks that you work beside. There's folks that you and I meet every day, my friend, are dying and going to hell, lost without God. And knows the devil will tell you, well, you better not say anything to them. You better not witness to them. You better just stay away from them. But my friend, I'm going to tell you something tonight. If God touches your heart about doing something, have my friend witness to that individual. My friend, you need to do it and let God take care of the rest. Amen. Amen. A lot of folks say, well, this... Now, I know we're living in a different era today than it was back whenever, a few years back. We'd go out and make calls at home. I mean, you just walk up, knock on the door, don't even know who's there. My friend, go in there and sit down with them. Hey, folks, fight you in back in. Back in that day, you didn't even have to lock your door or nothing, amen? But my friend, we're not living in that day today. My friend, folks will let you in. I went into this place one time, and he had been a new gentleman and his wife moved into the community. I went in there and I just knocked on the door. He invited me in. We sat there and began to talk and everything. And my friend, we talked about just normal stuff there for a little while. And I told him, I said, listen, when I went in, I told him, I said, I'm the pastor of the church. And they just, come on in, preacher, come on in. But we sat there and began to talk. And then when I asked him, I said, listen, are you saved? Are you born again by God's grace? The lady said, yes, sir. The man said, he cleared his throat and said, listen, preacher, I believe it's about time for you to go. Amen. You know what I do? I got up out of that seat and I got up at the door and I opened the door and I went out the door. Amen. My friend, listen, you cannot drive the gospel down anybody's throat. No matter how hard you want to, my friend, you can't do it tonight. You got to love them real good. I mean, just love them real good. I got up with a smile on my face and I said, listen, I'm going to pray for you. I love you in the Lord. Young'uns, listen to me tonight. The devil can discourage you. He can get you so low that you'll just say, well, I ain't going to church no more. I'm quitting. I ain't going to Sunday school. I ain't having nothing to do with nothing. My friend, I'm just going to get off my little corner by myself, and that's where I'm going to have my little pity party, and my friend sit there and just feel sorry for myself. That's what discouragement will do for you. Praise God, I'm glad Jesus said in the Word of God, hey, He wants us to be close to Him. He wants us to love Him. My friend, when those times comes in our life, thank God, He can do for us what needs to be done. There's three times in the Scripture that I read to you today. The Bible said, be strong and of good courage. My friend, listen, why does God want us to be strong and of good courage today? My friend, listen, there will be a discouragement, amen? My friend, listen, whenever we first got saved, I mean, we's on cloud nine. I mean, you know, we's a praising God and glorying for God and just having a good old time in the Lord. My friend, all of a sudden you hit a brick wall. Satan comes in there and puts something up in your face and says, now listen, I like this song the youth choir was singing, amen? My friend, he brings that up to our face and said, listen, you remember what you was? Oh, yeah, I remember what I was. Hey, man, you hear that, don't you? Past tense was. Hey, man, I know what I was, and I know what I am now, amen? Praise God, I'm a child of the King, and so are you if you're saved by the grace of God. My friend, discouragement will get you in that point in your life. I'm just about ready to throw my hands up and quit. I just can't go any further. God's not moving. Young, listen, you turn it all over to God. Let Him take care of it on His timetable, amen? Let Him take care of it today. Discouragement's going to come, my friend, in our life. My friend, difficulty's going to be there. Young, listen, I've got up, went outside on a cold morning, put that key in that switch, my car, and turned that thing, and it wouldn't start. I've been there too. I will back in the house and wonder how I'm going to get to work. My friend, I'm going to tell you something today. There's difficulty going to come in your heart and your life. I mean, things in this world's going to come in your life to try to drag you down and discourage you in the serving our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. My friend, if we allow those things to come in our heart and in our life, my friend, we are going to miss a blessing. My friend, that God has for you and I today. My friend, there will be discouragement. There will be difficulty. And there will be delays. There will be delays. My friend, we know we're this, I want it and I want it now, people. That's what we are. I want it and I want it now. Sometimes, you know, we go by the drive-in. I mean, not the drive-in, but the drive-through eating place. We have to sit there a little bit longer. And what in the world is them people doing in there? What's taking them so long? All I ordered was a cheeseburger. I mean, that's all I ordered. What's taking them so long to get that thing ready? You know, we're like that, ain't we? I want it and I want it now. That's the way we are with God. Lord, I want it and I want it now. Youngs, you've got to learn that there's going to be disappointment and difficulty and delays in this life. And all we've got to do is just trust God and let God be God and let Him take care of the things in our life. My friend, that we need God to move in. We need God to help us with today. Youngs, I'll tell you what, it's good, my friend, to get in that automobile, turn whatever music, my friend, the gospel music or preaching or whatever you listen to when you're driving up and down the road. I'm telling you what's the truth. It's good to get in there and just let God speak to your heart and help you just a little bit, my friend, to make it through that day that you're in today. Because there's difficulty going to come. There's difficulty going to come in you folks' life tomorrow. There's delays going to come in your life tomorrow. My friend, how do we handle that? God said, listen, be strong and very courageous. He said, you stand for me, you love me, you let me take care of it, you let me handle it, and I'll take care of it like I need to do it. Amen. My friend, our ways is not God's ways. Amen. My friend, His ways is much higher and greater than ours. We can't figure it out, but buddy, He's done got it figured out. He done knows what needs to be done, my friend, in hearts and lives of people today. Preacher, I've got a loved one that's lost, and man, I just can't get to him. I just can't. I prayed. Youngs, if we've got children, those of us that's got children, those children are on our mind and our heart 24/7. And we want the very best for them. We want the best. But youngs, when you turn them over to God about their salvation, God will do it when He gets ready to do it. My friend, He'll move on that heart and that life, my friend, whenever He gets ready to do that today. If you got a friend at work that works beside of you, my friend, he tries by his actions and his vocabulary. I mean, it just tires you up, amen. My friend, listen, I'll tell you something. You keep praying for him. Don't give up on him. You keep praying. God will get a hold of his heart and his life because He's looking at your life. He said, now what's He going to do when I say this? What's He going to do when I do this? My friend, that's the way the devil works. And youngs, if we're not careful today, we'll find ourselves in the trap of Satan. And my friend, wake up one day and realize, hey, I'm not doing nothing. I'm defeated. I'm in the lowest I've ever been in my life. I am completely defeated in this thing called living for God. And youngs, I'll tell you something. God is always there. My friend, He'll never leave us. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, Abba, Father. You know what Abba means, don't you? I know you do. Daddy. Amen. My daddy cared for us boys and my sister. My daddy worked hard at a sawmill to put food on the table for 8 youngins. I want to tell you something today. My father, my daddy in heaven, going to take care of his son. Amen. His daughter tonight. Brother, I'm telling you, I'm glad we're serving a great big God. I'm glad that God's in the midst and God's in our life. And my friend, God knows what to do. We just need to get behind Him and say, Lord God, You just take it. Amen. Listen, there's going to be difficulties. There's going to be delays. But my friend, God said, I am with you. Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. My friend, I'll tell you something tonight. You cannot do it in your own self-will. But you just put your faith and trust in God, and God will get the job done. My friend, He'll do it His way and His manner tonight. My friend, listen. From every failure, from every struggle, from every fight, my friend, there comes victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Through Him, my friend, comes victory in our life today. My friend, difficulty is going to come. Those hard times is going to come. But I thank God that God's going to take care of them today. He said there in verse number 5, there shall not be any man able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, I will be with thee, and I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. My friend, God said, I'm going to be with you, son. I'm going to help you. I'm going to see to it that everything that's going to be done in your life, He said, I'm going to be right there with you. And I'm going to make sure that it's done today. He said, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance of land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. My friend, I'll tell you something tonight. Youngers, listen, we've come too far to be discouraged by Satan tonight, and let Satan rob us of seeing our family members and our wife or our husband or our children saved by the grace and by the power of God. My friend, just because we get discouraged along the way. The Bible says, only be thou strong and very courageous, verse 7, and that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or the left, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest. My friend, or whithersoever thou goest. My friend, God said, listen, you stay in it. My friend, you stay in it. You love God and serve God. But preacher, things just ain't going. I'm discouraged. You stay in it, my friend. Let God be God in your heart and your life. You're going to be amazed at what God can do. My friend, listen. Verse number 9. The Bible says, have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid. Neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. My friend, I don't care where you at. I don't care where you go. I don't care what you do. My friend God is right there with us. Amen. He's right there to help us. He's right there to touch our heart and our life. My friend, whenever it needs to be touched today, if we'll just realize tonight that it's all God. Amen. My friend, listen, when that doctor walks into that room, and young as I've been there, I've seen folks just about fall out in the floor when they find out that their mate or their child has got terminal cancer and are not having long to live. When that comes, and it may come in my life, I don't know, but when it does come, praise God, I'm still going to praise God. I'm still going to give God the glory. I'm still going to let God be God in our heart and our life. My friend, listen, God knows what He's doing. Youngs, we just need to get in there and go for Him. Let Him do what's in our life, my friend, for the good and for the glory of Almighty God. The Bible there, even the disciples, you can go back in the Word of God in John chapter 15 there, read through that chapter, my friend. Even the disciples was discouraged, my friend, when they found out Jesus was leaving and going somewhere that they didn't know where He was going. And my friend, all the things that Jesus told them there as He walked up through the garden, going up to the Garden of Gethsemane and telling those boys, says, boys, I'm going to leave you. I'm going to go away. My friend, they say, well, Lord, where are you going? He said, I'm going away, but I will come again, amen, to get thee. My friend, we find that Peter stood there over the fire there, and my friend warming his hands and denied the Lord Jesus Christ three times. My friend, those disciples, they got that in that point of their life that they were so discouraged they didn't know what to do. Preacher, I'm losing my job. My families are falling apart. Sickness is coming. Car won't start. I ain't got enough money to pay the house payment. My friend, I'll tell you something. That's the way Satan works. Amen. That's the way he works to get you and I discouraged. Get us down to put to a place that we're about ready to throw our hands up and quit. But I want to tell you something today. That we've got a big brother. My friend's going to take care of you and I today. You know, that's what's good, being about middle of seven. Amen. You got a big brother. Amen. Get on that school bus of a morning and folks pick on you. You ever been there? My friend, I used to wear hand-me-down breeches and had them patched up. And my friend, if you get on the school bus and folks make fun of you and start slapping you on the back of the head, my friend, they may do it about one time. My big brother stand up and say, listen, you leave him alone. Brother, that's all it took. My friend, you leave him alone. I'm telling you right now, children, that we got a big brother that's going to stand up and tell the devil, you leave him alone. They're mine. They're mine. You leave them alone. My friend, listen, don't get discouraged in this walk of life. Praise God, you keep going for God. You keep serving Him. You keep living for Him. You just let God be God. My friend, your heart and your life. My friend, all these things, my friend, that was done. And all the close men that was with Jesus, they had discouragement in their life. They's about ready to throw their hands up and quit also. But my friend, I'm glad. You know, there's one there. My friend, when Jesus came back to the upper room, and he showed himself to those disciples, there's one that wasn't there, old Thomas. And Thomas said, unless I see him, and I put my hand in his hand and thrust my fist in his side, he said, I won't believe. You read that about Thomas. Praise God, when he come in there, and he was there the second time that he come back, Jesus come in there, Thomas didn't have to go up and touch his hand, didn't have to put his fist in his side. My friend, just the very essence and the presence of the Son of God in his heart and his life, let him know that he's there. Amen, that's him right there. My friend, he's there in our heart and our life. Praise God, I'll tell you, you ever woke up at night and my friend, you just crying like a baby? My friend, I'll tell you something. I've done that many times in my life. God dealing with my heart and my soul today. Young's that sweet Holy Spirit. Oh, praise God for the sweet Holy Spirit of God. That'll get a hold of that heart and just squeeze it real good. My friend, when he squeezes your heart, there's tears begin to come out of your eyes. That's God. That's God telling us, and listen, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake thee. My friend, the Bible said, there in the Word of God, in John chapter number 14, read 6 verses to you, then I'll be through. The Bible said there in John chapter 14 and verse number 1, it said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. And that's in red letters. That's Jesus speaking to our heart tonight, children. He said, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, you believe in me. The Bible said there in that same scripture, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. My friend, listen to me. I don't want a mansion. Amen. I don't. I just want a place that I can get up and run up and down that street of gold and thank God for what He's done in my life by saving my soul. God said, I've gone to prepare a place for you. My friend, listen, I've never had nothing in this life physically, but I'm going to tell you today, I'm going to be a walking on pure gold, transparent gold, that gold that don't have no impurities whatsoever. The gold that you got around your neck, the gold that you got on your finger has got impurities in it. But I'll tell you what, youngs, we're going to a place where the street is going to be made out of pure, transparent gold. You can see right through it. Amen. Listen, God is great and God is good. But my friend, I want to tell you something. The tree of life on either side of the river flowing out of the throne of God, it's going to be a pretty. Amen. My friend, I tell you, I love outdoors. I stay outdoors. I love it out there. My friend, but I want to tell you something. We get the glory. You talking about having a fit. Amen. Buddy, some of you have never shouted before. I'm going to see you shouting on the street of gold. You mark her down. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to run right beside her and say, amen, sister. Keep it up. Keep it up. Amen, brother. Shout for the glory of God. Amen. My friend, that when we get there, that place that God has made for you and I, it's not because of the street of gold. It's not because of the trees on either side of the river. It's not because of the river flowing out of the throne of God. It's not because of the throne of God. But my friend, it's because of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. My friend, He's the one that's worthy tonight. He's the one, my friend, we can bow to and say, thank you, Lord, for saving an old wretch like me. Oh, praise God, children. I'll tell you, we ain't got time to get disappointed or discouraged, my friend. We just need to look to God. Let Him be God in our heart, in our life today. Verse 3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Preacher, is He a coming? He's a coming. I don't know when, but He's a coming. If I go by the rapture, if I go by the grave, I don't care. I'm going, amen. My friend, He's coming one day after a while. He said, and whether I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto Him, Lord, we know not whether Thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto me, unto the Father, but by me. My friend, that's the way we go, is we come unto God. Lord God, I need you. Youngs, we can't make it on our own. You can't buy your way in. You can't steal your way in. My friend, you got to be birthed in. You got to be birthed in. My friend, listen. The Bible said, Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. My friend, He's the way and He's the truth. My friend, the Word of God is the truth today. Satan is a lie. Amen. Everything about him is a lie. Amen. My friend, if you allow him to come into your heart, He'll discourage you every single day. You'll go around with your head hung down, my friend, moping. Listen, I want to tell you something. Lift your head up. Amen. I like that message that Pastor preached. Lift your head up. Praise God, I like that. My friend, we need to look up. Our redemption draweth nigh. My friend, I'm going up. I ain't going down. I'm going up. My name has been recorded in the Lamb's book of life. And there ain't enough devils in hell itself to take my name out of that book. It's there. And I'm going home to be with Him. Preacher, do you get discouraged? I do get discouraged. I do. And my friend, so do you. But I'm telling you tonight, God sent this message to you tonight and to myself. My friend, listen, don't let Satan discourage you. Amen. You get a hold of God. You lay it all out to God. And my friend, when you lay it out to it, leave it there. A lot of times we want to pick it up and put it back in our back pocket or put it in the front and carry it around with us. Listen, you leave it on that altar and say, God, you take care of it now. My friend, I'm going to tell you what. In a day that you don't think, God's going to move on that. And you're going to find yourself praising God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing. Thank you, God, for the blessings of this life today. You know, God's good. He's good. And I want to tell you that discouragement comes to every one of us. Preacher or not, you get discouraged. But whenever you realize, hey, Kenny, it ain't you. It ain't you. He said, it's all. You said, God said, let me handle this. You let me take care of it. Big brother steps in and said, listen, you just let me have it. I said, Lord, you got it. I get up and walk away. And when God moves and God answers, that's when old Kenny goes to shouting and praising God. My friend, but what He's done in our heart and our life. Young'uns, listen, I'm telling you, don't let the devil discourage you. Don't let him get you down. You stand for Him, and you love Him, and you serve Him today. There's a lot of things in this life, especially this day and time that we're living in today. There's a lot of things that discourage a young married couple. There's a lot of things that discourage the older people, my friend. There's a lot of things that discourage everybody in between those two. Our young people, they're discouraged. Our young people, that our boys and our girls today, sometimes they get in a situation that they're discouraged. We as parents need to take time with our children. That's one thing that I honestly regret. I did not take time with my child, because I was so tied up with the church and the church business and the church doings. I wished I'd have took more time with my child. I'm confessing to you today, take time with your children. When they come in there and say, Daddy, will you come outside and play basketball with me? I don't care how tired you are. I don't care how many hours you worked. I wished I could go back, Brother John. And just, Lisa come in there and I'd work. I used to go to work at 3 o'clock in the morning, work all morning, all up into 2 and 1 and 2 o'clock during the day. Then I had to go do the church stuff. I was just absolutely wore out. She come in there after school one day and I was laying there in the recliner asleep. She woke me up and said, Daddy, will you come outside and shoot basketball with me? I said, no, honey, I can't. I said, I need to rest. I was absolutely wore out. But you know what? God burdened my heart about that. And every time that young and I'd hear that basketball bounce on that car, on that driveway, I don't care what I was doing. I'd get up and go out there, and I'd shoot basketballs with her. Now, I'm going to tell you something today. I'm bragging on God. I'm tell you, she was in the 8th grade, Middles Creek School up here. She played on the basketball team. I went to every game, Brother John, that she had. She scored her first score. And buddy, I come up off them seats. I was a shouting and a praising, say, hey man, Lisa, that's the way to go. Go, girl, go. I look back on it now from a distance, and I say to myself, well, I wished I spent more time with her. Spent more time with her. Young's going to tell you something. God's good. Disappointments are going to come. Amen. Be strong and very courageous. Don't allow Satan to come in and do what tire your heart out and just make you more miserable, more discouraged. You lay it down at the altar. You put it in that altar and let Him have it. Don't go back and pick it up. You let Him have it. My friend, God will do what needs to be done. My friend, in everybody's life today. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray.